AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Biden administration is going to the Supreme Court to try to block Texas's new law that bans most abortions. It took effect last month. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the request is to put the law on hold until issues are worked out in the courts.
He continues to believe that Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. He supports efforts to codify Roe v. Wade, and he is going to fight efforts. Obviously, the Department of Justice will be in the lead on that, against efforts to prevent women from having access to fundamental rights.
The Texas law bans abortions once cardiac activity is detected, usually around 6 weeks, and before some women know they are pregnant. The Pentagon and State Department are remembering Colin Powell as a soldier and a statesman. Powell died of complications from the coronavirus. He was 84.
Powell made history as both.
First African-American chairman of the Joint Chiefs. First African-American Secretary of State.
Lloyd Austin, the first black defense secretary, says Powell was a mentor.
And I could always go to him with tough issues. He always had great counsel.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Powell was a leader of decency.
The result was that his people would walk through walls for him.
President Biden calls Powell a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Chicago, a former college student was convicted of attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State group. Prosecutors say Thomas Osadzinski designed a computer code to help the Islamic State group bypass programs designed to block the group's propaganda. The Biden administration is launching a wide-ranging strategy to regulate toxic industrial compounds used in products including cookware, carpets, and firefighting foam. Disney is pushing back the release dates of the fifth Indiana Jones movie and the Black Panther sequel, Wakanda Forever. This is AP News. Sinclair Broadcast Group says it suffered a data breach.
The company said it started investigating the potential security incident over the weekend and identified certain servers and workstations that were encrypted with ransomware. Data was also taken from the company's network. The Maryland-based company owns and or operates 21 regional sports networks and owns, operates, and or provides services to 185 television stations. Sinclair said it currently can't determine whether or not the data breach will have a material impact on its business, operations, or financial results. I'm Julie Walker.
Three activists protesting human rights abuses in China sneaked into the archaeological site where the flame lighting ceremony for the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics was being held in Greece and ran toward the newly lit torch holding a Tibetan flag and a banner that read, "No Genocide Games." I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.